USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has surpassed 26 million coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University also shows that more than 438,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. That is, Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South Africa strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, will lie in honor next week at the Rotunda. A viewing for members of the Capitol Police will be held Tuesday night. Lawmakers will hold a ceremony honoring him Wednesday morning before he's interred at Arlington National Cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Russia has signed on to the only remaining nuclear arms treaty between them and the United States. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a 5-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Biden administration has called the agreement vital for national security. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 50 House Democrats are lobbying President Biden to back a proposal that would provide recurring direct assistance payments until the end of the pandemic. Some Republicans are already pushing back against the idea. Senator Bill Cassidy called the idea another bad policy that will help kill jobs. The Louisiana Republican told Fox News that the new administration already has a bad track record on employment.
I think the problem comes from his policy. I've never seen an administration start off deciding to kill jobs. Let's kill 11,000 Keystone XL jobs like that. By the way, those are folks who don't make their money on a Zoom call. They make their money getting calluses and packing a lunch. Those jobs are gone. Let's raise the minimum wage to $15. That restaurant just barely hanging on now closes completely, entirely, forever because their fixed overhead went up so much in the middle of a pandemic. This is the most anti-jobs program I've ever seen. No wonder they want generous stimulus checks because everyone's going to be unemployed. The best stimulus check is a paycheck. And that's what we should be focused on, not just putting out all these dollars for people that have been made unemployed by federal government policy.
And the South Carolina Republican Party has voted to censure Congressman Tom Rice for his vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. Rice, who represents South Carolina's 7th District, was one of 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.